So the name was Whiskey of the Horse, mm-hmm. and the only thing that I did that other than that other horse ride, since I knew where the brushes were, mm-hmm. every single time I patted them together, if mm-hmm. they were eating hay, which is right there, then they would come over and they would be like, brush me. So I would always end up like
brushing them. Yeah. What's your favorite kind of horse?
Oh, why do you have to ask me that? I always have different. It used to be an Arabian. Mm-hmm. Right now it's a Lipizzaner because I actually just finished a project on them.
What kind? What is that? What kind of horse?
Lipizzaner. They are a special horse. They were used in World War I and World War II because they have this really cool thing where it's called a capriole when mm-hmm. they leap in the air and mm-hmm. then they put their back legs so like they kick up in the air. And then their back legs go back, so mm-hmm. like they almost make a straight line. Mm-hmm. So it's very hard because no other horse can really do that much. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to teach them.
So do they ride like English style, a lot of those horses? They do like the jumping and stuff with those?
I actually don't know. They're used mostly for dressage, so I can't really find that much about that. Mm-hmm. But they were used for the Spanish mm-hmm. when the World War. They're used for, they're most used in like Spanish riding schools right now. Wait, are we ready to start?
We've been recording for a while. What?
Hello, Project Nerd. This is Evie here with Leah. If you had three wishes, like in Aladdin, if you had three wishes that had to come true, what would you wish for?
That is a hard question. I would probably wish for Bernie Sanders to be elected president of the United States in 2020. I might wish, that's another question. I'd probably wish for $187 million, because that's my favorite number. It's the number that I put out into the universe as the amount of money I'm gonna win one day.
$187 million?
And then I would probably wish for somehow to make global warming stop. But I don't know how you would get that achieved in like an actual wish where you would not have a bunch of bad things that happened as a result of that. So I'd probably have to word it really specifically, like stop the warming of the planet and save the polar ice caps or something like that.
So if I had three wishes, I would do $99 billion.
$99 billion.
So I could pass it on my family, and like we could also not have to really work mm-hmm. for a long time.
That's why I got the $187 million.
So also we could donate to charity and all that for kids. Mm-hmm. And then also I could just really just, I don't know. So I could be there with, I could buy a horse. Mm-hmm. I would actually have enough money to pay for everything because, like, they're more like, they start, as soon as you get it, they start cashing in what they want.
Horses? Oh, yeah, they're so expensive.
Like $1 million per year.
They're like giant dogs, but way more expensive.
Okay, that's your opinion. In my opinion, they're like big teddy bears because they're so adorable. And then you could just ride them. Mm-hmm. But also, then I could get the tack mm-hmm. if I had all that money for them. And, like, just have an entire section of tack.
Just a whole house of horses.
Well, I mean, I would get one for my mom or something if mm-hmm. they wanted them. But other than that, I cannot live with two horses that I'm riding. Because then I would have to do two times as much work, mm-hmm. two times as much riding.
So you just want the one horse?
Yeah, because then I don't have to, like, do as much stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, because what if, like, I can't decide which one to bring on a race or something?
What's your favorite horse movie?
Oh, I haven't really watched that much.
Really? I feel like I've seen so many horse movies.
I love how there's just a silent, like,
you're supposed to be asking me all the questions. This is your show.
It's not my show. but the second thing that I would do is, what are you looking at, Ryan?
Making sure we still look good.
So the next thing I would wish for is for all the trees to stop being knocked down, because we already have enough homes. Mm-hmm. We already have enough places. I mean, the only way that I would like a teensy bit of trees to get put down is for homeless shelters. Mm-hmm. I don't like that sometimes. Like, how do you feel when you offer a free home but not as much of a wage? Mm-hmm. But you would still get a free home and you could work for all the money.
What do you think about, because like now they're coming out with all of these alternative building materials. So like you can 3D print a house now.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's like a concrete sort of material, and it's like a giant machine that just like builds. They're like little square box homes, but they're starting to do that now in impoverished countries instead of breaking down trees, because you can build them really quickly, but they're also more sustainable.
But I mean, what if you still offered them a job, but they wouldn't take it? And they're like, just give me the money, please. I don't want to work.
Some people want to do that though. Like, there's this thing called universal basic income that people are trying. So the idea is that what if somebody just gave you, without having to work for it, without having to do anything, if somebody just gave you $1,000 a month? Like, you could still work and still get all the money and do things, but to have that extra income, like, what would you do with $1,000 a month?
I would probably start saving up for a house, and then I would probably be like, oh, no.
Which is amazing, because if you got $1,000 a month in 2 years, you have $24,000 saved, which you could put, if you got $1,000 a month for 24 months, that's $24,000. You just have 2 years, and you could save up to put a down payment on the house.
Weird question. Wait, no.
I'm all about the weird questions.
Weird question time. Weird question. What is your favorite pet?
My favorite pet?
Yeah.
I really like rats. I think they're my favorite animals to have as pets.
I don't blame you, because my brother, I'm pretty sure, is the person who says that. Oh, those are just mice, because my friend searched up cute rats, mm-hmm. and they actually were rats. Mm-hmm. He just thought that they accidentally put mice. But like, there was a rat in a robe. Mm-hmm. There was a rat in like a bow tie.
They're so trainable. I had a rat for a really long time. His name was Tolstoy, and we would just let him like out of his cage, and he'd run around the house. But like, he would come when I called him, and he was such a good little boy, and I could like train him to do little tricks and stuff. He was the cutest little. And I've never found an animal that like I connected with more than that rat.
If you had to get a lizard, what would you name it and why?
If I had to get a lizard. That's a good question. I probably want a Jackson chameleon. I would probably, what would I name him? That's a good question. Probably Pascal, because I really like Tangled. It's like one of my favorite Disney movies, so I really like the little chameleon, and I'd probably name it Pascal. And we work with a woman named Pascal, and she's kind of a sprightly old chameleon type, so it's worth it.
Not about me question, but... if I had one, then I don't know what I would get, but I would probably want to name it. If I didn't have a daughter, not even ready for it, but then I would want to name it Ahsoka, because I am already watching the Clone Wars, the new episodes, because I love Star Wars. I'm still so sad because the first episode that they came with the new season, it didn't have Ahsoka in it. I'm like, the whole reason why I wanted to watch this first episode is because I thought it'd have Ahsoka in it. Because I've seen the ads, and she looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's like a grown, amazing person.
Question about your name. Are you named after the Pokemon? Maybe?
No. Eevee is... It stands for life, and when I researched it again, it stood for life and animal.
Oh, are you sure your dad didn't name you after the Pokemon, though? because I feel like I know him fairly well, and I feel like that's something he would have done.
No.
Oh, okay. I was also thinking of The Mummy, Evie, another great film, classic cinema.
I can't believe it, Father. I don't even like V for Vendetta. It scared me so much, even though it wasn't even a very scary movie.
I heard you guys are watching Lock and Key on some really good show.
Yeah, it actually, I already hate Echo.
She does some really messed up stuff. Like, she's scary in the first episode, she gets scarier.
Really?
Yeah, she's really mean. Super messed up. It's a really good show, though. It's not, like, scary, but you just like, hate her. You're like, oh.
I'm like, if I was the boy that found out Echo, I would be like,
I would not have, why do I would we not need have given her a key. Like just throwing her the key, like, oh.
I would have been like, why do I even need to give you this key?
Yeah, like, why do you live at the bottom of a well? That would have been my first red flag. You know what
it's
I mean?
Like, all we have to do is go get her out from there. You don't need to have a key to go there. You can just walk up.
Right? And if you can't, something is really wrong with you.
Yeah.
Probably a reason you're stuck at the bottom of that well.
I was so scared when I saw that they were still trying to pull people in after they still had the mob. Mm-hmm. So I actually watched it in my dad's room, mm-hmm. and at first I was like, so scared, and then I'm just saying every single time someone brings up Lock and Key, I'm like, I hate Echo, because, like, she went to the person who murdered the dad.
Mm-hmm. So have you seen, the key that, like, lets you inside of somebody's mind?
No.
Have you seen that one?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
She has a key that, or there's one of the keys, like, you unlock the person's head, and, they step out of their body, and then they can take you, like, a magic door opens, and everybody's door is different, but it takes you, if you go inside the door, it's, like, their mind. And so, like, the one sister, her mind is, like, a shopping mall, and then the brother's is, like, an arcade. So, like, what do you think your mind would be if it was, like, a room? Would it be like an amusement park?
No, it would be horses. It would be a farm.
It'd be like a horse stable?
Yep. Or if not, then it would just be a whole computer place. Like, I would definitely give all my electronics except like a tuner for like a guitar or ukulele. Because mm-hmm. I have a ukulele and my mom said...
Do you play?
Not as much as I want to, but my mom has a guitar and she said, I don't really use it that much, so if you actually learn and you're good at it, you keep it.
Yeah, you should.
So I'm trying to start learning.
You should. Guitar is really fun. I have a ukulele and a guitar. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at either, but I try.
So my ukulele is like a minty green, like a mint.
Oh, just a okay. mint.
Mm-hmm. And then my mom's guitar is like a mix of brown and yellow, like mixed and mixed. 2 minutes or what?
Telling you to wrap it up.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Ryan's actually leaving, so peace.
Peace, peace, peace. Okay, about enough about me.
I love talking about you. You're so much more interesting.
Sure about that? So, I don't know. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is probably blue. It's a pretty classic color.
That's my favorite color from the rainbow. Mm-hmm. If I was actually to put my favorite color, it's like a mint turquoise.
Oh, okay.
The color of my room, we painted it. It's the only room that actually got painted.
I saw your room.
It's called a faded turquoise, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My brother was about to, he just picked out a color and I was like, so we're painting your room too? And then when I showed Dad the color, he was like, are we painting Ryan's room? And then I went up to ask him and he was like, no, I just picked out.
Just the random color.
Yeah. It was a mix of like dark blue and very dark purple.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
He's way more into purple, but I bet that he would change his mind when he still had the house and he would be like, I should have picked this color.
Something a little more neutral.
Yeah. So he used to love green and pink, mm-hmm. and now he's just like purple.
Purple is a good color.
Yeah, it is. What is your second favorite color? I'm running out of ideas.
My second favorite color is probably gray.
Mm-hmm. Mine is probably like gold, white, or black. I don't know.
So you colors.
Last question. What is your favorite team? Like football, baseball, any team?
That's a good question. Probably the Rainbow Warriors.
I don't know.
They're the University of Hawaii football volleyball team.
Oh, mine would be Wildcats, K-State Wildcats, because I actually grew up in Kansas.
High School Musical Wildcats. Oh.
So I actually grew up in Kansas, and I was born near the stadium, and I had a house near the stadium.
Oh, are you a Jayhawks fan?
Yes. I haven't been to one, but my brother and my dad have. Like, so me and my mom were just out, and then I saw them going, and I was like, why are they going? And they're going to a game without us. And I'm like, why? Because now he brings me to every game, and now so I'm like, why did he not bring me there, but now you're bringing me here? Why? What's your favorite baseball game? And then I promise this is it.
My favorite baseball team is Boston Red Sox.
Astros.
Of course. The Houston Cheaters.
They're not cheaters. Almost every other game has done it, but everyone's so worked up about the Astros for some reason. A bunch of other teams have cheated and no one's over there talking about it.
Nobody cares, right? Why would anybody care now? It's not fair that they care that the Astros are cheating when everybody else cheats.
Yeah. I don't get it. But, yeah, so, goodbye. This was me and Leah. You can find us on projectnerd.com. So, goodbye. Have a great day. Remember, you can watch all our videos. So, option. So, goodbye. Goodbye.
That was nice.